listening to Real Estate with Kevin Turner, thanks to Velocity Property, now selling boutique, high-end, sophisticated apartments in Auchenflower. VelocityPropertyGroup.com.au.
And we've got to say congratulations to Andre, Patricia, and also Martine. They're going to take away, each of those will take away a copy of the Formula to Successful Property Investing written by our guest Michael Sloan. And we've got another three of those to give away too, so stick around. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. Michael, I want to pick up with something. I'll talk about positive and negative cash flow in just a moment. But before I do that, I was interested in an article that I read about you where we're talking about deciphering what agents really say. And I find this an absolutely fascinating topic. You know, you read these things in newspaper ads and so on. What do they really mean when they say things like, oh, there are only three left?
It's a great point. And you'll often see adverts that say, be quick, there's only three apartments left in this fast-selling development.
Yeah, it's creating urgency.
It is. And you've got to ask yourself, okay, why are those three properties still available? And as with anything, you've got to do your research and ask questions. So
they could say they're saving the best till last.
They could, and they probably will. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's correct. So what you need to do is if someone's saying, well, this is a good property for you, you've got to ask them why. Yeah. Why is that a good one for me? Mm-hmm. And what they'll usually do is compare it to the others that are left, the other two that are left. And what you need to do is compare it to the ones that have already been sold, especially those that were sold right at the beginning of the development being released, the ones that were snapped up. And you've got to see if the one that they're trying to sell you compares to them. And if it doesn't, maybe you're better getting in on the ground floor of the next project rather than what's left in that one.
I've actually seen developers, just putting another point to you, I've actually seen developers pull the first two or three out of a development. Sometimes they are the best, not the worst.
Yes.
And they'll hold onto those either for themselves or to release later in the development. And it also creates a sense of urgency by saying three already sold.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that can happen. That's why you've got to do your own comparison to make sure that's happening.
Yeah.
Because some developers will do that. And sometimes they do hold properties back for themselves and then decide that they need the money and they'll sell them at the end and you're getting one of the best. But you've got to make sure that's the case.
One that really worries me is set and forget. This is a real estate agent saying, hey, buy this one, whack it into your portfolio and just forget about it.
I know.
That's a very dangerous statement.
They're scary words, actually, and you'll see that with, I hate to keep going back to it, but student accommodation, service apartments, and so on. And, you know, the people that fall for that line, if you like, are very busy people, and I've seen a lot of doctors buy these set-and-forget opportunities. But it fails the can-I-live-in-it test, and it also fails a lot of tests with the banks often. I mean, some of the banks will only lend 50 or 60% against some of these niche market properties. And look, we all love to bash the banks, but sometimes they're doing you a favor. So if a bank says to you, no, we won't lend 80% against that particular property, then that's a warning sign for you to stay away from it. Buy something where they're more than willing to lend lots of money against it.
It's a very dangerous path that some people walk. I received an email just the other day from someone who was touting property in Brisbane and saying, didn't give the address, gave a photograph of the property and said, this is the asking price. Properties like this normally sell, and the figure was about $40,000 or $50,000 above this one. And then the return was something like 6.9%. And I thought, wow, that is so dangerous. There's so many things could go wrong with that when you make those kinds of statements. So I sometimes think there should be stronger legislation around what people can say.
I agree. No one gives away money.
No.
You know, the property is worth what it sells for on the market. So when someone says, well, this is worth $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 or $100,000 more than it's selling for, it just can't be correct. It's the market price is the price that it's sold for.
Let's talk about positive and negative, if we could. You know, where someone may tout a property to be, you know, get this, put it into your portfolio, it's going to return your positive cash flow. I mean, that's an outcome. It's not a strategy.
No, that's right. You have to be very careful with things like that, because cash flow depends on your own personal circumstances. It depends on how much tax you pay, and it depends on what interest rate you are going to pay on the loan. It also depends on the outgoings of that particular property. So when a real estate agent puts an advert on the web and says great cash flow, they actually really don't know what the cash flow is going to be for you, because they don't know what your tax is and what interest rate you're going to pay.
Mm. Indeed. We've got a lot to get through this morning. Our guest is Michael Sloan, and Michael is the author of that great book, which is called The Formula to Successful Property Investing. We're picking bits and pieces out of that. We'll continue to do that. You're welcome to call too. 131-873 is the number, and we've got three more copies of that book to give away just a touch later, so stay with us. News is coming up, and then after that I'll be talking to Dr. Andrew Wilson, and we'll be back with Michael Sloan.